Good afternoon. I'm Ian Grant. Welcome to Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. Financial opinions over the course of this hour, recommendations expressed in the show, solely those of the commentator and not necessarily those of Cart Wealth Management, News Talk 1010, or Bell Media. You're advised to consult with your financial advisor for financial advice. I am joined this afternoon by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. You want to find out more about him as the show progresses, by the way, askkelvin.ca and ask Kelvin on News Talk 1010 is what I'm going to do this hour. Kelvin, how are you, my friend? Welcome in.
Good, Ian. Good afternoon. How is everything going with you?
Very good. You know, a lot of the things we talk about are inspired either by, you know, messages we get on the text board or general conversations that we have in our outside lives. And one of the text questions ages ago that we got, it seems like such a simple question, and it's not. Hey, Kelvin, why do I need a retirement plan? That was it, at the beginning and end. Why do I need it? And, right. You know, we almost got into it, and then you said, no, I'll tell you what, why don't we just, you know, let's dedicate a show to this. It's not a simple, straightforward answer. At least it's not as simple as you would think, because the answer would be, because you do. I mean, that's you know, there you go. There's a show we can wrap up right now, right? So why don't you start at the beginning? Why do we talk so much about people having this retirement plan? Why do we need one?
Yeah, so you remember a few shows ago, we did that Bismarck, how they started retirement to help people out when they get older and give them some funding and so on. That's how retirement started years and years ago. And now we know we're in 2023, and what we find about retiring is it's different for you and me. We want to retire when we're 65 or 60 or 70. Look at what's happening in France now, right?
Oh, yeah.
With all the protests about they don't want to retire at 64, they want to retire at 62. So it's one of those things that, I mean, I don't think there's any rules in Canada for retiring. I think it's made up by companies might set rules and say you have to go by 62.
Having done so many employment law shows, the one thing I know, you know, really hammered into me was that it's pretty much against the law for an employer to even suggest retirement with an employee. Okay. And it can be a constructive dismissal because, you know, it just cannot be on the table. And even the weaselly ways that employers try to, you're 65 years old. That's a golden number, isn't it? And we're not going to go into why, but that's a goal. Wouldn't you like to be fishing? I mean, wouldn't you rather be traveling? Honest to God, that can be construed as encouraging me to retire. That, you know, it's none of your business as my employer what I do at this point, as long as I am functioning well.
Yeah, true. No, I hear you. So retirement planning, you know, why do you need it? And what do you need to make one? That's, I think, is the most important question. So now that this RSP season has just ended, I mean, we all bought RSPs or didn't. I know what we did. I just hope people will continue to think about the plan for your retirement, you know, all year long and not just something during the RSP time. So, you know, the New York Times did a study, and what they found is that our brain is actually what's holding us back from planning out our lives. They did an article that outlined some of the ways that thinking can hold us back from pursuing our financial goals. Huh? Yeah, and they said things like fear of missing out. So, geez, Apple stock is going up and up or down, and I'm thinking I'm buying some, I don't know. So we have a big fear of, you know, I'm going to miss out on something. My buddy did this and made lots of money. Man, I missed out, right? Anchoring biases, what that means is it skews our judgment. You know, we pretty much rely on the first piece of information we're given about a topic. And a great example would be the bank, the SVB bank that went belly up a couple of weeks ago. So as soon as that happened, we all thought to ourselves, oh my God, another financial crisis, you know, that happened in 08 has happened again. So we're kind of, you know, biased by what we hear. And another thing is we tend to focus on the present day, like what's happening today, and we don't think about down the road. And there's many more things that they say that our brain is holding back from making their decisions. So, you know, it's my job, and I guess your financial planner's job, to help you recognize the thinking that holds you back and to help you plan for and change your behavior, you know, to put you on a path to financial success. I always say that once you get your feelings and your behavior involved, you've pretty much lost the game already, because your emotions will kind of you know, skew somewhere else.
That's not just retirement, though, Kelvin. I mean, you and I have had this conversation for years. It goes to investing. It goes to insurance. It goes to almost every financial area of your life where people are like, I mean, you know what? We still get calls from people asking about marijuana stocks. Oh, I bought them at $300 and they're now at $3. You think they'll ever go up? No, no. I think there's a very good chance. The past performance is no indication. Yeah, okay. But, you know, if weeds all of a sudden become really, really popular, it might double in value. But, you know, these people, and Nortel's another great example of that, where people, every sign that they were given was that, you know, get out of this, sell, and oh no, this company's going nowhere. Well, you're kind of right, because it didn't.
And we try and time the markets and do all those kind of, you know, listen, imagine for a second you had a big giant basket with just about every U.S. stock in there, and you left it alone from 1975 to last year, to 2022. Do you know the return on that portfolio would be 1,426%?
Wow.
Yeah, it's shocking. Now imagine that you sold everything here and there when things felt iffy, like what you just said, Nortel and so on. And if you miss, just the best 10 best days of the stock performance out of, you know, 12,106 trading days from 1975 to last year, your return would fall to 600%. Trying to time the market and do all these kind of things that we read about, it's not going to work. You're best off to just buy and hold and evaluate your portfolio every so often. You'll get to where you want to get to.
Kelvin, it's never, ever been clearer for me. And when I read this, it was, and I mean, this is years ago I read it, and there was a study that Fidelity did, right? And they analyzed the performance of accounts to see what kind of investors received the best result. And I know we've talked about this before, because it's just so obvious. So over a 10-year period, they analyzed all their accounts to see who did the best. Well, the clients that did the best were the dead ones. Absolutely. by a mile, the clients who did the best were the ones who had died. You know who did second best? Clients who had forgotten that they had investments.
Yeah.
Those two groups were huge.
And that lesson learned is just leave your money alone and walk. Go enjoy your life.
Professionals do their job. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I see. So, you know, I try and talk to people about their feelings and their strategies and what they can do to refine it, to stop doing all these silly things that are, don't let our emotions take over, right? You know, do you play chess or no?
That would involve an attention span that I don't possess. I kind of know how, but I also cheat so that I lose really quickly, because after about 5 minutes, I'm like, I'm out of here. I have something to do on my phone that doesn't involve this board.
Yeah, so chess and retirement planning, it pretty much goes hand in hand. You know, chess coaches often drill into the heads of their student is never make a move without having a plan.
So, yes, another reason why I'm terrible at it. Hey, it's raining. I'm going to go, oh, no, it's sunny. Okay, well, I'm going to do this anyway. No, it's a perfect example, though, because if you play chess the way Ian plays chess, then you're going to lose in the first 3 minutes. Remember, there used to be the guys that said, I don't know, maybe you're too young for this. Maybe it's an old guy thing like me, but in a million years ago, there used to be these concrete chess boards set up outside Sam the Record Man's store. And you'd have these older guys that would just sit there all day playing speed chess with people and winning a ton of money because they were so good. And inevitably, you know, people like me would stand there and go, oh, wow, it must be easy because look at how easy this guy makes it. And they'd sit down and the guys would just clean up on cash because they knew you don't just react, because reacting, no matter what it is in life, costs you money.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's lots of differences between saving for retirement and playing chess, but the importance of planning applies to both, right? Retirement planning focuses your mind, right? It provides you with an outline, you know, of where you want to go and how you're going to get there. So it, you know, it's easier to adapt. It makes things easier to adapt to unexpected events that will happen. And since the last few months, a lot of things have been going on that's threw a wrench into our returns, into our money, into our thinking. So when you plan out your retirement, you you know, any unexpected things may happen, you know what to do. So think of the checkmate as a happy, secured retirement in which you have a financial freedom to live the way you want to live.
You've maintained control of the chessboard.
Yeah. So that's pretty much, I think, you know, what we do. You know, making a retirement plan starts with asking yourself a lot of questions. You know, some of these questions will probably be uncomfortable. Right. Some people don't like to think far into the future. We live today, you know, they say we live in the McDonald's generation where if we go to the drive-thru and it takes us 3 minutes or 2 minutes to get our Big Mac, we're mad. Right.
Oh, that's true.
So we need to be patient. Yeah. I mean, but if you ask yourself those questions that are uncomfortable now, it'll benefit you later as you head into, you know, to where you want to go.
Okay, I'll tell you what, then why don't we take a break? And when we come back after traffic, then let's talk about some of those questions that people should be asking themselves. And we'll also let's take it step by step and figure out, you know, the steps that you should be going through, as well as the questions that you should be asking yourself in order to create that successful retirement plan. On Ask the Expert this week, we are talking about retirement plans. We're asking, you know, we're answering the question, why do you need a retirement plan? And hopefully we're you know, explaining to you what you need to put one together. So we're going to do that, and we will continue. I'm Ian Grant. I'm joined by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad this hour. If you'd like to reach Kelvin, 416-457-7526, 416-457-PLAN. His website, askkelvin.ca. This is Ask the Expert. I'm Ian Grant here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. And we're back. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. I'm Ian Grant, and I am joined this hour by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. If you'd like to reach Kelvin, his number 416-457-7526. I'm saying it slowly. You know why? Because I got yelled at a couple of weeks ago by a lady who was, you know, listens to the show. I listen to the show all the time. Why do you have to say the damn number so fast? So 416-457-7526. Or 416-457-PLAN, if you want to spell it out. And you can also check out his website, askkelvin.ca. Now I'm being a dink. Askkelvin.ca. And you know what, Kelvin? The title of your website, really appropriate, because so often you and I have talked about how you really do enjoy people just picking up the phone and asking you questions, not necessarily a potential client or a potential anything at all, just, you know, they have questions on their mind. They're, as we've said before, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're wondering, you know, how much trouble am I in? Well,
right.
You know, you offer up your number, which slowly is 416-457-7526, and you welcome them picking up the phone and giving you that call.
I have people call me. You know, it's really funny. I was saying this the other day to a client that I'm more of a therapist than anything else, because they tell me they talk out their problems, money, whatever. And I think I listen, you know, I think for me, what comments I get is I sit and really listen to people about, you know, whatever they may talk about, and lend a helping hand to help them achieve what they want to get, right? Mm. Wherever they want to go to. So, yeah, I mean, when you think about, you know, all the turbulence that happened in the last couple of weeks, did that change your retirement goals? Did anything change for you?
That's what we're talking about. This, if you've just joined us, by the way, we are talking about retirement on the show this week, trying to answer the question, why you need a retirement plan? What do you need to make one? I got one question, though, before we get there. All right. One question. And that is that you said so many times on this show that you like to just, you sit there, you quietly, and the one thing you do really well is listen. And you have people tell them the stories, and you have people explain their situation, and you sit quietly and you listen. If I was to get Mrs. Kelvin on the phone, right, do you think she would say the same thing? That, you know, the one thing that you're really good at is listening to her and just sitting quietly and going, yes, dear, you are correct. That is absolutely correct. I'm hearing you and I'm understanding you, and that's what we're good at.
I think that's the only person I don't listen to a lot.
Nice. See, it's not like I have her on the other line. You could have just let go with that. Yes, and then I would have said, well, she's on the other line. She's joining us now. Let's confirm. All right, we're talking about retirement. Yeah, I may be talking about my own retirement soon. We're talking about retirement this hour. Why you need a retirement plan? What do you need to make one? As you said just before the break, you know, it really does start off by asking yourself some sometimes difficult questions, and there are also specific steps that you need to consider. So let's talk about some of those difficult questions, first of all.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the first step is determine your current financial priorities. really sit down and figure out, you know, your financial part is probably, you know, very depending on how far you are away from retirement. You know, maybe you need to pay off some student debts, or perhaps, you know, you need to pay for daycare, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you need to support your kids financially in university. So once you've outlined your priorities, you can now decide how much money you can devote to a long-term savings plan, which, you know, you have to look at things like I always say, we live in the best country in the world. So we have CDP in old age. We have ability to put money into things such as RSPs or TFSAs. Mm-hmm. We can invest in real estate, or, you know, if you have these old style pension plans at work where the employer puts some in and you put some. So there's many things you have to decide before you take that first step. So you've got to determine where you are today, because if you don't know where you are today, how do you know where you're going? So those are that's the very first thing you want to do. So like I was saying, for example, you know, when we think of the last couple of weeks, you have to ask yourself, did the banks going bankrupt change my life? Like, what has actually changed all in the past week? You know,
great question.
Yeah. Like, and have your own financial goals changed because of what happened in the last little while? And the answer probably is no, not at all. Nothing changed.
You know what? I had that conversation with someone else and they run a huge financial firm. What he said was, you know, he wakes up in the morning, he picks up the newspaper and he sees, you know, what's happening in China and he sees what's happening in, you know, wherever, pick a place in the world. And then he says to himself, okay, but how does this affect my clients? I understand it's happening in the world somewhere. I understand that obviously there may be trickle down or ripples or whatever, but me going into work in the next 4 or 5 hours, how does it affect my clients? And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. And yet he knows, unfortunately, that his clients are going to pick up the phone before 9 o'clock that morning and go, hey, so how does this affect me?
Right. And think about, you know, there's a lot of relationship to the 2008 financial crisis. You know, think about this. If you have a 2 in front of your age, you may not have any memories of the 2008 banking crisis.
Very true.
You know, but many people think, oh my gosh, you don't know. So the things that happened, you have to sit back and think, how does this, really affect my retirement plan or my goals? Right. And your goals probably haven't changed. I think, you know, the second step in getting to where you want to get to is develop a retirement plan. And there's many ways to do this, right? This is where the heavy lifting occurs. You know, it involves taking stock of your finances, identifying what kind of lifestyle you may want in retirement, and what are the potential sources of income for your retirement. I think that's one thing we don't really think about. As you get into your retirement or you plan there, look at where you're going to get money from. And sometimes you don't want income because income is taxed at, when I say income, I mean, you know, like taxable 100% income.
Of course.
So you have to identify your priorities in the first step so you can now see how much money you can start saving to create that retirement that you want. So you may be, you know, pleasantly surprised or awkwardly humbled by at least you know going forward what you have to put away. What I mean is figure out what you can afford today to get to what you want to get down the road. And many people, you know, it's not as daunting as the newspaper makes it seem, you know. You probably have to just sit down and, I mean, the world around you makes no promises, right? So no matter what your age, income, or your assets, you probably have to make a list of your financial goals. And
you know what? The other thing, you're talking about newspapers not making it as bad as it seems. Stop listening to people's dumb, bad word here on Facebook. I had someone going crazy about one of the major banks released an update to their cardholder agreement, their digital cardholder agreement. They're going crazy about how this is the new digital currency and this is how the, you know, the world wants to control my spending and all that stuff. The bottom line is, all it's doing is saying if you've got a credit card, you're responsible for the thing. they were so outraged because, you know, I called the bank and I gave them a piece of my mind. And you know what they said to me? You know what they had the audacity? Everybody uses that word now. The audacity to say to me, well, if you don't want to use our product, you don't have to. Just don't sign the agreement. Well, how dare they say that? And I'm thinking, you know, you have just lost the plot. there's no one standing there with a gun to your head saying you have to use our credit cards. You have to use our client cards. It's not, I do not believe that any of our major banks in Canada are trying to control us, our controller right. minds. The one, I'll be generous, the one lunatic on Facebook posts this stuff, two people pick it up, four people from there, 16 from right. there, and right. all of a sudden, within an hour and a half, I've got this coming at me in four different directions from people who know I do these shows going, could this be right? Does this bank really want... People, we have lost the plot here.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it is? We're living in a world of complexity, man. That's what's happening, you know? And personal finance is way too complicated.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not your fault. It's not our fault. It's just that there's so many things thrown at us, bombarded with this and that.
Let me take a break and we'll come back and we will talk more about this if I can. This is Ask the Expert here at News Talk 1010 Toronto. Amy and Grant, I am joined this hour by Kelvin Rampersad. You want to reach Kelvin, 416-457-7526. Don't you love how I'm doing that now? 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. I'm Ian Grant, and this is Ask the Expert here at News Talk 1010 Toronto. And we are back. This is Ask the Expert here at News Talk 1010 Toronto. I'm Ian Grant. I am joined by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. You'd like to reach Kelvin, 416-457-7526, 416-457-PLAN, if you want to spell it out, or you can check out his website, askkelvin.ca. Kelvin, we talk about your approach and how it is very different from the suit and tie, for example, financial advisor approach. And you know what's funny? A couple of shows ago, we were talking about how I think the entire industry is kind of moving toward that, where, you know, it's not the imposing figure on the other side of a desk, you know, parting forth with their knowledge. It's a very right. different relationship that people are having with their financial advisors these days. And, I'm quite proud to say that you had a lot to do. You're on the leading edge of that relationship with people.
Well, thank you for that, because what I keep hearing is, you know, many people now are older. Like I keep saying, we're getting old, like 1,000 Canadians turn 65 every year. So what's happening is, they want to know, what do they take first? Do I take my RSP first, my LIF, my CPP? Do I defer it? There's a lot of things that we never really had to think about, because our clients were in their 40s and 50s. Now they're in their 60s and 70s. So the yeah. thinking and the thought process, it's totally different. Now it's all about wealth. You know, before it's wealth accumulation, now it's wealth preservation. So is this money going to last me till I'm 90? So a lot of the things that we have to think about, we didn't have to worry about. When you think of the tax brackets, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I think the highest tax bracket was like 40. Today it's 50. So if you got to really look at how the tax man is taking your money. I think that, and the third step, you know, with this retirement is you have to really update your retirement plan all the time. It's very important to review your retirement plan on a regular basis. Remember that your financial situation can change suddenly, right? We're living in, like I say, in a world of complexity. So there's lots of world-changing events, and you know, the rhythm of life is full with ups and downs. And these things could be include like job losses, you know, serious illness, maybe you get a sudden windfall, like an inheritance. So you have to figure out, man, I better not spend this all, you know, easy come, easy go kind mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. So retirement planning really provides you with the space to adjust your expectations and your actions. So you always have to reflect back on, you know, on where you're going, right? Life is, as you know, Ian, is a long string of expected and unexpected events, right? Mm. But it's the latter, the later one in retirement planning that we could really help you deal with. So investing, you know, including building a diverse portfolio is the foundation to achieving your long-term goals. Like I say, the markets go up and down, interest rates go up and down, the housing, everything changes around us. And how are you adapting to those changes? You know, how is that going to reflect into the five-year-older Ian? What's it going to look like, right? So those are things you got to kind of sit down and figure out. You know, when you're younger, investments, you can be risky if you wish, but mm-hmm. the closer you get to retirement, you you should generally be a little bit more conservative, not conservative to the fact where you're not making any money, but to the fact where you have a nice balanced portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I was reading an article the other day and it says that when we're in our 30s, we tend 30s, 40s, we tend to have three investment advisors, one being ourselves. And as we head into our 50s, we eliminate one, but we keep ourselves. And as we get into the 60s, we eliminate everyone and we keep one advisor. And I think the reason for doing that is that as you get closer to retirement, you don't want to run any risk of, one investment is making me money that one person's doing and the other one's losing me money that the other guy is doing. So you pretty much want to put everything in one full basket and have one person determine what you're doing. That's what I've found. Many times I find that, if you have many advisors, I find one takes away and one adds. So at the end of the day, you're net zero. To answer about banks, Canadian banks and insurance companies are not allowed to go bankrupt. They can. I mean, I think it was 1974, Confederation Life went belly up, but they were bought out by another insurance company.
It's an entirely different system.
Yeah, we're totally different here. So we're good. We're good to go. I think, the the 2008 financial crisis, when AIG went bankrupt, they were bought out by Bank of Montreal. So people that held AIG stuff didn't have to worry too much. So lots of good. I mean, we hate the rules here, right? But when times are bad and times get the way it is, we're glad we had the rules and we paid some of the fees and stuff that we do. So we're okay. It's always important to arm yourself with as much knowledge as possible to make sure that you are in control of your destiny, right? Of your retirement destiny. Mm. And it doesn't hurt to seek help, right? So people should consider working with a financial planner to help them build their retirement plan. Today you find artificial intelligence. All we hear about is AI, but I don't know if artificial intelligence on its own will help you achieve what you need, because I think you need a human touch when it comes to retirement as well. And I don't think that AI gives
But we
you that.
Had that conversation years ago. And I mean, mm-hmm. Now I'm going back years remember the term robo investing was yes. in the headline. Yes. Robo, oh, I don't yeah. want a robot to have, no, yeah. That's not what it means. It's an assist. It's a way of complementing what I have at my fingertip.
Right, exactly. It's almost as though, we need to take the old financial plan we had many years ago and just review it. Is it keeping up to our, it's like a will, right? If I did a will, 20 years ago, man, is it still valid today? So, it's same as retirement planning and any planning actually always have to be reviewed.
Of course.
And am I doing the right thing? It's almost as though we need a certified financial planner in a box, right? And there's certain rules like everything else in life that you follow. Step one, know where you stand. Like I said, create your financial plan to understand your current financial situation. And don't worry about anybody else, worry about you, right? And we always say set goals, but I don't know if people set their goal. I think maybe they set their goals, but I don't know how often they review it.
That's a perfect spot for us to take a break. Without a financial advisor, without a financial coach, it's kind of like setting your own fitness regime, or mm-hmm. going on one of these fad diets to lose weight. Yes, you set goals, but are those goals any good? Are they going to have the effect that you want? Or, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years down the line, are you going to realize that you were just spinning your wheel? So let's take a break. And we'll come back and we will talk about that. This hour, we are talking about retirement plans and what you need to make one. I'm Ian Grant. I'm joined this hour by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. If you'd like to reach Kelvin, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. 416-457-7526. Kelvin, just giving me an interesting fact, by the way, during the break, he was at Canadian Superstores and bread's only $3.39 a loaf. So that's a good thing for us all to know, isn't it? This is Ask the
yes,
Expert. I'm Ian Grant here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. We're back. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. I'm Ian Grant. I'm joined this hour by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad, 416-457-7526. 416-457-7526 is Kelvin's phone number, 416-457-PLAN, or you can get all the contact information you want. His website, askkelvin.ca, Retirementplanning.ca. This hour, we're talking about why you need a retirement plan, what you need to make one. And Calvin, one of the thoughts I had during the break was be really, really careful who you get your advice from on answering those questions. Because like any other area that we do these shows on, be it employment law, be it whatever it is, real estate, there's always someone sitting by the pool with a double rum and Coke in their hand that is just itching to give you advice. Well, let me tell you something. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm not saying that their heart isn't in the right place, but their smarts isn't in the right place because they don't know what you're talking about. And something like a retirement plan, you do not want to take chances on.
No, because there's no turning back, right? So you really need to get this right. And it takes time. It's not easy. It takes time, a lot of patience on the financial advisor side and your side as the client. So it takes two to make it work really well. And sometimes the advisor will tell you things that you don't really want to hear. But I think those are the kind of things that's really going to get you to where you want to get to, right? Like setting goals, for example, make sure the goals are realistic and attainable. I always say to make sure you set some long-term goals, but make sure you also have some short one, because if you accomplish the short-term things, you're definitely going to accomplish the long-term things. And, you know, plan for the future. You know, don't just look like don't plan your future looking in the rearview mirror. Look at the windshield. That's why it's bigger than the rearview mirror. Look at where you're going. You know, have some common sense and some thoughts to where was I 10 years ago or 5 years ago versus where am I going to be in the next 5 years? I believe that everyone should be better in every 5 years or 10 years of their lives. Things will happen, yes, ups and downs. But if you manage through those things, you'll be okay. And managing your money, that's one of the biggies, because like I said, if you leave your money alone, you'll be okay. Like you said, when Fidelity did their thing, they found that people had died.
It kills me. People who died are their best investors, and the second best investors are the people who forgot they had investments. If that doesn't make you stop and think, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I know. And the stock markets, you know, I mean, it's unsettling as the financial world may seem right now. The overall U.S. stock market rose this week. And if you look back to every week, you might have a down week and up week. Financial stocks, you know, bounce up and bounce down. If you have most of your money invested in the plain vanilla index stuff and own a whole bunch of companies, you'll be okay. Right. So don't let that trouble you too much, but make sure that every quarter you look at your investments. So you talk to your advisor to make sure that you're keeping up with your goals and your future. And I think, Ian, the most important thing is to review that plan regularly. I mean, you really got to, you know, when things change in your life, change your plan to suit what you want to do. So remember, it's my job to help you recognize the thinking that holds you back and to help you plan for and change your behavior to put you on the path to financial success. Our brains, like I said at the beginning of the show, is what really holds us back. We tend to get information from, like you said, the guy sitting at the pool having a beer. We need to outline our goals and figure out when we want to retire and how am I going to get there. I know I want to retire when I'm 65, but how much money do I need? And I know I'm going to live till I'm about maybe 85, 90. Will I have enough to carry me through then?
Those are the things.
I always say live your money life backwards, meaning figure out how much money you need at what age it may be and live your life forward. Have a great time because life's too short. Enjoy your life. But plan out for that rainy day like our parents used to teach us so that when I get to that point in my life, I'm okay and I'm doing well. And that's, I think, the message that is what we want in our lives, in our money lives anyways. So, you know, these volatile times will happen again over and over again, as we can see. It's how you manage through it and who you talk to about it. We don't tend to talk to people about, you know, our problems, like, you know, our money problems, whatever. But there's people like ourselves who is independent and have unbiased, you know, we really don't care. You tell us what you want and we'll help you solve your problem. And that's why I think most people need to go and get a financial advisor, because they will help you achieve what you want. They'll determine your current financial situation. They'll develop a retirement plan for you. And more importantly, update that plan, you know, every quarter or so.
It really is. And you know what? When you hear it out loud, it's not complicated. It's not easy, but it's not complicated. It's just a matter of, and we come back to this recurring message through this hour, and that is that, you know, don't do this the way you think it should be done. Do it with, you know, your financial advisor, as I say, your financial coach at your side, you know. And you, back to the coach analogy, you know, your coach is not always going to say things that you want to hear.
Right, exactly.
But at the end of the day, you will benefit from that advice.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of information, you know, out there about all kinds of things, right? But is it relevant to you? Like, how does it help you get to where you want to get to, right? So I say now is a great time. I mean, we're coming to the end of the first quarter. We're coming to the end of March soon. And how did I do from January 1st till March 31st, you know, when we get there? How did my money perform? What change, or what do I need to change in my life, right? It's very important to review your financial plan, like I say, on a regular basis. Remember that your financial situation can change all of a sudden. You know, lots of things can happen. Health issues, job, you can lose your job, things like that. So figure out those things. And when you run into these obstacles, at least you'll know how to deal with it in a common sense way. And you don't throw all your emotions into it. And I think that's the takeaway, is don't get your emotions too involved when it comes to money planning.
Boy, is that ever good advice. We started this hour talking about why you need a retirement plan. What do you need to make one? And really, you know, as we wrap up, I got about a minute and a half left. So there's enough time for you to really kind of answer this question. That is, you know, in answering that question, if the listener's answer is, I'm not sure, I'm going to pick up the phone and call Kelvin, how can you help? What would you do? What steps would you take for someone who is now thinking, yes, I do need a retirement plan, and I have no idea what it takes to make one?
Well, first, you're gonna tell me, you know, what's your anxieties, what you want, before we get into anything else. You're gonna tell me what bugs you. How do you feel if you make 7%? But more importantly, how do you feel if you lose 7%? What are you looking for in your retirement, or in your short-term and your long-term plans? What are some of the things that you want to do? And just tell me what troubles you, really, to be honest with you. Like, what bugs you? And once we figure out what bugs you, then we can say, okay, these are things you have to do to get to where you want to get to. And we put pen to paper and figure out what you want to do. Remember, I'm not a portfolio builder. I don't go and pick stocks and do all those kind of things for you. That's given to the big portfolio managers. Let them do it. You and I are to talk about you. What bugs you? You know, how do you feel about what you're doing? And once you tell me those problems, we'll find a solution. Remember, if you have a problem, talk it out, find a solution, and the problem goes away. So it's the same thing with money.
Yeah. And I mean, I keep coming back to it because I went through it for a period in my life and it was awful, where, you know, you wake up at 2:33 in the morning, wide eyed, going, I wonder what if, I wonder if I, I wonder, could I, I wonder, should right. I wonder, can right. I? And if someone like you is at the other end of the phone, willing to just take that call, there's no, you're not locked into anything other than a conversation, you know? So if you're willing to answer those questions and help people through that, that can be a life changer, man. Not only a life changer, but the difference it makes on your family life, every part of that. Because worrying about this stuff, especially unnecessarily, worrying about stuff like that could be a killer. So good for you. Thank you for making yourself available. Kelvin, I'm out of time, buddy. Thank you so much as always, though.
Thanks, Ian. Have a great day.
If you would like to reach Kelvin, do what he says. Pick up the phone. Give him a call. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN, 416-457-7526. His website, askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. I'm Ian Grant, and this has been Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto.